Live from Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore with WBHM News. Katie Britt is officially the Republican nominee for the U.S. Senate race in Alabama. She won the nomination in yesterday's primary runoff election against North Alabama Congressman Mo Brooks. In a speech last night, Britt told supporters Alabama has spoken.
We want fresh blood. We want someone who will fight for our Christian conservative values, who will fight for the freedoms and liberty this nation was founded on, and will fight for that American dream.
Meanwhile, Brooks blamed special interest for his loss.
The voters have spoken. They might not have spoken wisely. They may have been seduced by brazenly false advertising, but nonetheless, they have spoken, and I respect their will.
Britt will take on Democrat Will Boyd in November. Jefferson County Sheriff Mark Pettway appeared before the county commission yesterday asking for $1.2 million to help with security during the World Games. Birmingham Watch reports Pettway says the city of Birmingham reached out to the sheriff's office after other departments like the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency announced they were pulling out of providing security. Lieutenant Kerry Morgan says initially the sheriff's office was in charge of security at the Barber Motorsports Park and John Carroll Catholic High School, but now it's also in charge of security for the BJCC, Boutwell Auditorium, and the City Walk. The sheriff's office says the money would pay for overtime for deputies and supervisors working 12-hour shifts. The World Games is expected to bring hundreds of thousands of people to the area in about 2 weeks. The county commission asked for more information. You'll find more news anytime at WBHM.org. Today will be sunny with highs in the upper 90s, a slight chance of rain this afternoon. The Birmingham area will be under a heat advisory starting at noon today until about 6 p.m. tonight. Lows tonight will be in the mid-70s. It's 82 in Birmingham and 84 in Tuscaloosa. Together with our listeners, support comes from the Morgan Project, a 501c3 dedicated to addressing social justice, tolerance, and racial inequities through education. More at morganproject.org. It's 8:34.